joining us in the studio, Spoken.
Good morning.
Lots of cans of Red Bull.
Lots of energy.
Yeah. So before we get to Scoops, who has a lot to say, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. How's life treating you? All right?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm alive and well.
Yeah. You know what, dude? You are turning more and more into Obi-Wan Kenobi as time goes by.
It's his hood up.
He's got his hood up. He's got the beard.
We had a conversation about this with children. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Yeah, where they were trying to figure out, or whoever we were talking to was trying to figure out exactly which Star Wars character Matt was.
I walked in on it, by the way. I wasn't involved.
The conversation. He wasn't there for the start of
What did they decide? Like, Darth Maul because of the sweet lightsaber?
Actually, here's what I think, dude. I think you're in the wrong franchise. I think you get an ornate stick and you turn into Gandalf.
Yes. Very wise.
Gandalf's like 600 years old.
It's not an age thing, dude. He's one of the Ishtari. Is that what it is?
Atari is the word.
No, he's one of those guys. He's one of the six servants of Iluvatar on Middle Earth who...
How do you know all this stuff?
Oh,
haven't you guys read the Silmarillion?
I mean, somehow missed that one.
The appendices?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
You might not remember that if you're just watching the movies, but he goes
Children
deeper.
18-3 has been playing the animated first Lord of the Rings on this trip.
Yeah?
Yeah. I haven't really watched it yet.
You haven't sat down and, well, you know what? It's time to sit down and watch it with him, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, Scoops, let's talk about how you said the weirdest thing I think of, at least the weirdest sentence I've heard today.
Right.
Grapefruit makes me think of my mother.
Yeah.
So what's with that?
Well, I got this tropical Red Bull, and it's has some grapefruit tones in it.
Good Lord, it does.
Yeah.
You haven't tried it yet?
It's like grapefruit and pineapple, least favorite things.
So when I was young, like my mom used to, I would ride with my mom to take my brother and sister to school.
Yeah.
And every day we would stop at a local grocery store in Spokane called Tidyman's, and I would get a donut and chocolate milk. Eventually, my mom decided that maybe that's not a good idea for a 3- and 4-year-old. So she started giving me grapefruit.
You got insulin for days. Who cares?
Well, I could be diabetic. If I am, I don't know.
So she switched to grapefruit.
Right.
As the healthier alternative.
Right.
And so now you just have memories of that?
Well, yeah, just grapefruit reminds me of my mom. Come on, get off my back.
First off, I'm not on your back. second, I just wanted to know if grapefruit in your mom was positive, because the image I had was her holding one to your face going,
Beat it, grapefruit.
Beat it.
Well, she let me put as much sugar on top of it as I wanted. So it was good. Still good.
Okay. Fantastic. So
it was putting a donut on top of it?
Right. Yeah. I would mix it into my chocolate milk and then eat my donut.
So you'd still be fine.
You have a little glaze on it.
Oh,
you know how it is. Delicious. Grapefruits are disgusting. And so is this yellow Red Bull.
Well, just, I know you don't like it, though. Just get the other flavor.
Well, I will. Oh, yeah. That is not good. Do you guys do that where you know something's not good, but you keep
still drinking it?
I do that with food, too. I just keep eating it.
Every time I do something like that, I think of Anchorman when he's drinking some milk outside a hot day. He's like, milk was a bad choice.
A lot of things remind you guys of stuff.
I don't live. I just am reminded of things. So, all right, we're going to play Spoken's Beyond the Stars. Have we played this yet?
It's been on Battle the Buzz.
It's in Battle the Buzz. Okay. Anybody want to tell us anything about it? This is your chance. Like how you really don't like the guitar in it, or
no, I love the guitar in it. How do you feel about the song,
Matt? Will this be the first time you've heard it?
Probably.
Because the last time you were here, you told me that you don't listen to the albums when
I've been in trouble for that.
For saying it or
for not listening to.
We've been playing this song since December, and I don't think he's. I still don't think he's heard it.
Okay.
I'm sure I've heard it.
Well, if not, here it is. Now you get a chance.
Now you're forced.
Hold him down and keep the headphones
on.
I
like this song.
Let's talk about Sheetz, the gas station where you can eat. Do you guys know the last time I was there, they have these containers that are about this big around, and you guys on the radio are totally getting it, and about 3 inches deep, and it is what they call edible cookie dough.
The container is?
Yeah.
Oh, so like a cookie cup?
There's like cookie dough in this container. Now, you can't bake it, of course, because that's ridiculous, but it's just cookie dough that you can eat that, you know, you're not going to get poisoned and die from. Oh.
Did you try it?
You did, absolutely.
Do you guys stop the sheets a lot? Is that why you...
Anytime that we're up
anytime
in this area.
Anytime you could, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be Matt's favorite place to eat, probably in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty great, dude. So what do you get at Sheets, Matt?
It really depends. I mean, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Okay.
It depends on how hungry I am. I'm a sucker for their chili dogs.
Yes, I mean, it's two for 99 cents.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
You guys are so good.
If he remembers it. Sometimes in a chili dog situation, I just have the biggest decision I have to make is do I want jalapenos on it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
That's deep.
But I think their pizza is great. I think their burgers are great. Their schmuffins, their schmiskets are great.
What the heck is a schmuffin?
It's a McMuffin type thing.
A Sheets muffin.
They call it a schmuffin?
A schmuffin. It's a schmuffin. Isn't that cute?
I want to hug it.
They have no-bake cookies in this pack that they, I don't know if they make them or not.
Well, they don't bake them.
They're no-bake. They're great. I think their walking tacos are incredible.
You know that's a euphemism for diarrhea. Walking taco.
I believe that. Yeah. It could be.
I want that. You know, back to the hot dogs, I made a huge mistake. I stopped at a Sheets and got...
A deli dog. You messed up. You got the big deli dog. I know.
I didn't. No. You never go 100% beef. Ever.
What he did make the mistake with, the pretzel bun.
I got their pretzel buns. You're paying a premium. Or the pretzel bun. It's no longer 2 for 99 cents.
Like $1.20 upcharge.
It's exactly right. Mm. It's pricey, and it
you guys
was
are all going
terrible.
Too often.
And it was
lessons
cold.
Learned, right?
I know. I thought about going back in there. Oh, and the other thing I didn't tell you, Nikki, was I found a huge hair on it.
Oh, don't even. And you ate it, or?
Oh, no, I was just completely done.
Okay.
And I decided, it was like, guys, even if you replace this hot dog,
I don't want it. Yeah, you're
the
at that
point.
The
other day I got the loaded tater tots. Yeah. And it's an appetizer, but it's the biggest dish I've ever seen. I ate maybe 25% of it, and then I tried to give it to Scoop and Isaiah, and neither one of them wanted it.
They wouldn't eat it?
No. So then I started looking for a homeless person, and I just gave up and threw it in the trash.
And then you were like, oh, wait.
No one wants these tater tots.
What? The reason why we didn't find a homeless person is because we were right next to a Starbucks that had Range Rovers and Ferraris parked
wrong
in
area.
It.
Yeah, it's wrong area with that.
All right.
Giving it to them. So
hey, I see that you're driving a Ferrari. You're probably pretty hard
like
up.
These?
Would you like my uneaten food?
It was a meal. But also their pretzel melts are good.
Yeah.
Like with the pretzel bun on the...
I don't know why you aren't looking into like some sort of sponsorship or a band deal with Sheets.
It seems like they would have already heard because we talk about it anytime
so
we're
often?
In Sheets.
At Sheets,
territory.
We're interested.
So if anybody's in the marketing or the business side of the Sheets Center, just there's an opportunity here for a lot of promotion, I feel like.
Great. I'll never forget the first time I actually was able to take my wife to it. It's the one 100 miles east of here.
Yeah, it's the I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we left the kids sitting right. They went in with us to order, no big deal, but then we left them in the car while we stood behind the car and just took a picture. It was our date night.
It was
awesome.
A special time.
We left them in the car. We were literally 20 feet away from them. We didn't leave them in the car and go in. Stop freaking out.
What? And it was a hot day and you had the windows rolled up.
No.
And you had they were holding the puppies.
But it was fine. Just right across them.
It was glorious is what it was. It was everything. Unlike when I took my family to the Grand Canyon, that was a disaster. This, going to Sheets for the first time ever, perfect.
You know why? Because natural wonders are garbage. Mm-hmm. What you want is a good man-made wonder.
That's correct.
Like a gas station that sells hot dogs 2 for $1.
That's something
now
you need to remember.
You can't beat it.
That's something.
You know, I almost feel like it wouldn't be a Radio U interview if there wasn't more stories.
Sure.
Do you want to tell that Grand Canyon story?
What happened?
Have I not told it?
I don't remember one.
It was one of the worst moments of my life. I played 28 shows in 31 days.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I took my wife and my children on that.
Yeah.
And that's enough to kill a family.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Because every day was driving and then show at night, drive, show, drive. They did get to go to Disney for free out of it. So that worked out really good. That
okay.
Was just,
could you talk to Nikki after she wants to go to Disney and
to go to Disney soon? Yeah.
Can't find any.
they changed their rules after I was there.
No, they did. Because we used to be able to get in for free easier. Yeah. But then they made it for.
Thing.
For not what we offer. So
a Facebook post turned into a free trip to Disney. And then everything went south after that because they changed their policy, so that made it impossible to do it ever again. So my children will never see Disney again. They'll see downtown
the Grand Canyon
for free.
They can see that.
Yeah, it's the Grand Canyon.
So the Grand
free.
Canyon thing. It was a little over. It was probably right at 3 weeks into it. So we had literally played 21 shows, and your children start to get a little tired after being away from home for 3 weeks in a car with their parents.
I get tired after an afternoon away from home.
Well, luckily my children travel like champs, but at this point they were both, we didn't realize they were both sick. They weren't really, they were just a little crabby, but we're like, well, it's been a long trip. Anyway, I had wanted to take my wife to the Grand Canyon for years upon years upon years, right? And
my love finally, is this big.
What? Well, yeah,
that's how much I love you,
this
Grand
is how
Canyon.
Big I love you. Look at this canyon. Look at this hole in the ground. And
this is so me without
we
you.
Finally, I was stoked out of my mind, right? I routed it through. We had a day off so we could go to the Grand Canyon and whatever. And the children were kind of, you know, at each other's throat and all this stuff. And Hudson at that point was only like one, right? So he really didn't know or care what was going on. And we get to the Grand Canyon. I'm just stoked. I can feel it in my chest. How
you're
excited
so excited.
I am. I'm playing it all through my mind, how it's going to go and where I'm going to like position each family member and how we're just going to look out over the canyon.
It's going to be perfect.
It's like Clark Griswold. But
totally. And so we get there and made the mistake of walking in the area where you could see that there was a gift shop.
Uh-huh.
And so Jackson's like, Papa, let's go to the gift shop. I'm like, hey, you know what? We'll come back. I promise. We'll come back to the gift shop. No
let's
big
go
deal.
See the canyon.
Let's go. I got to show you this. This is awesome. It's awesome. And so I'm pushing the stroller and Tiffany's got her arm in my arm and Jackson's lagging behind. I'm like, come on, hey, seriously, let's go. We'll come right back to the gift shop. But let's go to the gift shop. Can we go to the gift shop? I'm like, come on. And at that point, my blood is slightly starting to get a little hot, you know, and
well,
so
it's hot at the Grand Canyon.
It is hot. It was hot. I was like, let's go. Come on. It's no big deal. And so I literally on the way up there, he's like still lagging behind. I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Let's just leave. I did. I was
you
like,
left?
Let's just leave. And Tiffany's like, no,
you're going to see
give
it.
It a minute. Let's talk it through. We'll go. It's fine. And so then we finally keep going. We get up to the edge of the canyon. I mean, epic, right? We get up there. I'm like, okay, come here. So I push Hudson right up to the edge where he's sitting there looking through the fence.
Wait, hang on. Nobody dies in this story, right?
No.
Okay, no. Just making sure.
That doesn't mean I wasn't entertaining the idea.
Sure,
right?
So it was that bad. Stressful?
I push Hudson right up there. I've got Tiffany. My arm is around her with my left arm. I'm like, Jackson, come here. And I get him up here with my right arm, and I'm standing there, and it was like just... For a split second, it was the perfect placement, the perfect whatever. The sun was perfect in the sky. And I was like, Jackson, isn't it amazing? Isn't it huge? He's like, it's not that big, Papa. Let's go to the gift shop. And turns around and starts walking away. I'm like,
and that was your moment.
Kidding me? Like, literally, steam came out of my ears. And I was ready to leave. I truly was.
Yeah.
And just so everyone knows, the Grand Canyon is really, really big.
It's amazing. It's amazing to
I'm
see
like,
in
isn't
person.
It awesome, isn't it huge? It's not that big, Papa. Let's go to the gift shop.
Well, it's hard too when you want to have your perfect moment and it's like, it's just not working.
Well, that perfect moment, as far as me taking Tiffany there, had been 8 years in the making.
Yeah.
Like, someday. And luckily, by the grace of Jesus, we've gone back to the Grand Canyon, and Jackson and I actually sat on a very unsafe ledge, and he was stoked out of his mind. We watched the sunset. We talked about Jesus and God's creation, and it was incredible. It was awesome. So he made up for it. But the first trip,
was
I wanted
miserable.
To throw him over the edge.
Just wanted to
well,
go.
It's a good thing you didn't, because that second trip wouldn't have happened.
I know.
You would have been like, I really hope I get to visit my wife and my still living child once a month at the facility.
Yeah, I guess it's not going to be at the Grand Canyon anymore.
It was one of the, as far as frustration, one of the most frustrating moments of being a father.
Well, you know what? You make us all want to have kids. That's really exciting, man.
Sounds wonderful.
It was like a movie. I felt like I should have had a head cam on the whole time.
Just to tell that epic story.
Yeah. He doesn't really believe that that's what he did.
In fairness, the gift shop there is pretty fantastic.
I've actually never been in it because he didn't go.
He wasn't allowed to. He lost that privilege.
So really quick, you guys are playing West Virginia tonight. Any other band stuff we should know? All right, great. Thanks for coming.
You always come with the best band news ever.
Well, we're talking about maybe having people maybe follow our social media a little bit. If
sure.
That's something they're into.
And okay. There's, can we say, is there talks of if there's going to be an official spoken Snapchat or,
you know,
is
we've,
there not?
Still
you guys
negotiating.
Are just
you know,
thinking
here's
about that.
We literally brought it up to Matt before we walked, while we were in the waiting doors right there. We brought it up to Matt, so I think he needs to process it for
think about it for a
week maybe, and then we'll let everyone know. But in the meantime, we have Instagram and Twitter and Spoken at Spoken Official, and of course Facebook.